galloping web snappers. What was that?
So, Haas, what do you know about Spider-Man?
My experience with Spider-Man is that there's that one guy who's kind of a decent actor who played that octopus guy in that second movie, and he was okay.
Alfred Molina, good actor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that Ashton Kutcher was Spider-Man?
No. Tobey Maguire.
There you go. Close. Yep. I was close. I think Dennis Miller was in the new ones, and he shows up to shame Spider-Man.
Shame him. Shame him with a look.
I'm so disappointed.
That's the best part of that dumb Spider-Man 2 movie. Is Amazing Spider-Man 2 is god-awful. But the best part about it...
Now, I haven't seen either of the Amazing movies.
Sure.
But... Because I'm sure they're amazing.
They're not.
But which one is the one he told me about where they have to move the cranes?
That was the first one. That's amazing one.
That sounds real dumb.
It's really stupid. They have this whole fucking scene where like they move a bunch of cranes for him to swing across town, and it's just really stupid. Like, and completely unbelievable too that they would be able to defy the Union in order to do that.
I know that the original PlayStation 3 used Spider-Man font.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And look like a George Foreman grill.
Yep, sure.
And I'm being 100% honest. Like, he is a Marvel superhero?
Yes, he is a Marvel, yes. He is owned by Sony. No, the Marvel franchises in the movies, guys, have never done a Spider-Man movie yet. He's been owned by Sony since then, so...
I wonder if they have that in perpetuity.
Yeah. Now, recently, Sony has deferred to Marvel because their latest Spider-Man endeavor... did not do so well. That Amazing Spider-Man 2, it didn't bomb, but it did not do well. It was the lowest grossing Spider-Man movie ever.
Other Marvel movies are all intertwined and interesting, and fucking Spider-Man's dumb.
Yeah, and the Spider-Man 2...
I don't like brooding. I don't like teenagers. I don't like newspapers.
Interestingly enough, and here's the one big thing. The best part about the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies, J. Jonah Jameson, not even in the Amazing Spider-Man series, the rebooted Amazing Spider-Man series. That character doesn't even exist in those movies.
So wait, J.K. Simmons isn't in the new movies?
No.
Why the fuck would you watch it?
I don't know why you would watch
it. He's the best part!
He is absolutely the best part.
As I said moments ago, it's the only reason I ever paid attention. Because he would show up and talk fast at you, and he'd be like, he's crazy.
He's awesome. I love this guy. Juno's dad is great.
That dude can talk fast at me anytime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, J.K. Simmons is the best at everything he does.
I feel like the one other thing I know, is he an Avenger?
He has been an Avenger, yes. Off and on.
Like, okay. It's not like DC where... I'm going to try to name the Justice League.
Oh, you're fine, yeah.
Wonder Woman?
Yes.
Justice. And Superman and Batman and Aquaman.
Yeah, they're typically always in Justice League. Okay. Yes. Yeah, they're typically always members.
And
they
occasionally throw in, like, Jesus or Gandhi.
Well, yeah, Flash and Green Lantern are typically always there as well. But, you know, like, everybody else is...
Green Lantern.
We only had a whole full podcast about him last time. Forgot about him already.
Trust me, I've been hitting myself in a hammer since then.
Since then, yeah.
Trying to just forget everything about it.
Forgetting about that guy.
Hal Jordan can suck my dick!
Yeah, they kind of intertwine. Same with Avengers. Avengers started off with... You've seen the movie. That's the original cast, basically, is Hulk, Thor, Cap. Cap wasn't even an original member. He came in issue 3. But Cap, Wasp, and Ant-Man, they were kind of replaced with Widow and Hawkeye for the movie.
Is Guardians of the Galaxy related to Avengers?
They are they're a Marvel property, but they aren't related to the Avengers at all. It's a whole separate comic series.
Okay, so there's probably never going to be... crossover.
They likely will try. I don't know if they'll pull that off because that's a big budget for all those fucking people. I don't know. Like, they might be able to get him underneath underneath contract for some of that. But,
I think it would be okay if just...
Yeah.
It would be almost, like, too fanservice-y in some ways.
Right.
But it'd be cool if, like, you know, the Avengers need this thing, and then
right.
they just kind of swing by and drop it off.
Right,
and
yeah.
just fly away.
That'd be okay. And I was like, that's the thing about comics is they're all about crossing over anyway.
It's Star-Lord.
Like, Star-Lord. I would love to see Captain America and Star-Lord just reminisce about dumb shit that they missed from not being on Earth for a time. You know, like Cap's like
way
older,
like their
but
timelines don't.
They are, but like, but they would be like, oh, MP3 players are pretty fucking cool, right? It's like, because he's got
convenient.
The yeah, because he's got the you know the tape deck or whatever. If he went to Earth, it's like, how many songs can you fit on here? That'd be kind of hilarious.
I think it was a little bit overblown, but when the Guardians of the Galaxy came out,
yeah,
like I thought that soundtrack was really good.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think a lot of people were like, it's the best soundtrack ever.
Yeah,
guys, calm the fuck down. All right,
what was?
It's just songs from the 80s. Yeah. Okay.
What was good about it is when they kind of made it into a character. I thought that was very brilliant about that.
But, yeah, yeah, I thought much in the same way that, like, with a movie like Serenity, you know, the Firefly thing, how sure. they humanized the ship.
Right.
I thought they had humanized his office with that tape deck.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It was really, it was very much part of the whole experience. And even you got a new tape at the end of the movie, so. Sequel. You know?
I did kind of feel like that was the end of the, fucking Keanu Reeves movie, the comic book movie.
Constantine.
Yeah, I felt like it was the end of Constantine where he's like, right. I'm gonna quit smoking now. It's like, dude, that was the one cool thing you did, bro.
Yeah, that was one
fucking chain smoke.
That was one thing that was pissed off the fans is that he stopped fucking smoking.
Yeah,
cause like,
that's.
And that was another thing about the new Constantine show. He didn't start smoking when it was on the air. Fans were so pissed. By episode 3, he was smoking. So. But gotta have
that got canceled in like a month.
No, it got renewed.
It
was going to get canceled, and that they announced like, yeah, it's probably gonna get picked up. A lot of more people started watching it. It actually got picked up. So
I thought it got canceled because
yeah.
didn't they launch 2 shows?
They did.
They did a Constantine and something else.
Shit.
It was like Friday or Saturday night the thing was on.
Yeah, it was weird. It was on a Friday, and they launched something else on that same network. I can't remember what it was.
I think it was also comic-related.
Was it comic-related? It might have been comic-related. I can't remember, though. But yeah, it got swallowed up. But yeah, Spider-Man. So here's the thing about Spider-Man. You know his origin, obviously, because you saw it in those movies.
Yeah, they won't stop
telling me. They won't fucking
telling
stop telling you that origin.
Yeah, I get it. He was bitten by a radioactive spider. Move the fuck on.
Bitten by a radioactive spider. Didn't save his uncle.
He was chosen by the ring.
Yeah. Fucking Martin Sheen gets killed. like, you know, whatever. It's fine. It's whatever. It's like the Batman. We know his fucking parents get murdered. She drops her poils. And that's it.
Yeah, holy so, goddamn Christ.
How many times are we going to see that goddamn origin story? Oh,
now, I feel that way about almost every superhero.
Oh, I agree. I'm done with origin stories. You don't need to say
that
it
was
anymore.
The thing I liked about fucking Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah!
They were kind of already people.
Yeah, it just, they all got together. That's
yeah.
it.
You just see how the team forms. They were already fucking people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, origin story, Spider-Man gets bit by a reactive spider, becomes a jerk. Goes to a wrestling match, fights Macho Man Randy Savage. It's kind of typical.
I got you for 3 minutes.
I got you for 3 minutes.
3 minutes, plenty of time.
That origin was
Bonesaw.
Even. You know how many times that origin's been fucking written? Fucking Raven wrote an origin episode of that fucking comic book. Raven Scott Levy wrote a fucking Spider-Man origin comic one time.
Wait, what?
That was based around the viewpoint of the wrestler. Not kidding. It's kind of funny. Go read that comic.
Wait.
Yeah, Bonesaw McGraw was created. There was a comic book that was written by Scott Levy, Raven, in which the whole origin story of Spider-Man is told.
Wait, is
through his viewpoint?
Is Bonesaw McGraw like a fucking real character in the Marvel
that
universe?
That was the name, the original name of the character who was doing the whole like, oh, anybody for 3 minutes. That was real, yes. And
so he's in comics.
They got Macho
like
Man.
He was before that,
and they got Macho Man Randy Savage.
I just thought that was like a dumb plug.
Bonesaw McGraw. That's been my... Have I told you that's my dream match is Bonesaw McGraw versus Thunderlips from Rocky III?
That'd be pretty good.
That'd be the greatest match of all time.
Or I would settle for the Ripper.
Yeah.
From the fucking Hogan movie.
Yeah, No Holds Barred.
Yeah, No Holds Barred.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be all right with that, yeah.
Dookie!
So Spider-Man wrestles a wrestler, he beats him up, gets paid money, doesn't stop a mugger from robbing the joint, says, what problem is it of mine, right? Great power gives great responsibility, etc., etc. That guy later on ends up murdering his Uncle Ben. If he had stopped him when he could have, his Uncle Ben would still be alive, etc. That sets up the whole, I have power, I have a responsibility to help people, etc., etc. Okay? That's his origin, right? That's the whole purpose of Spider-Man, is that he is to be responsible for things and it makes his fucking life miserable. So there you go. The storylines of Spider-Man. Do you know any famous storylines about Spider-Man?
Nope.
Spider-Man, the readership around the 70s started to drift off. They didn't know what to do with Spider-Man at the time. Started doing drug messages with him. Nobody gave a shit.
Drug messages like Spider-Man was doing drugs?
No, that his friends were doing drugs. He's trying to get him off of. His friend Harry. Harry Osborn, son of his archenemy Norman Osborn, is doing drugs.
Who the fuck is Norman Osborn?
Norman Osborn is the villain. He's the Green Goblin. He's the Willem Dafoe. he's Willem Dafoe.
I don't think I saw the one with Willem Dafoe.
Yeah? Oh, you saw the original, like, Tobey Maguire movies, right?
No, I think I only saw the second one.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he wasn't in the second one, yeah.
And I saw the YouTube clip of the horrible dancing scene from the third one.
Yes, everyone hates the don't worry about those movies because they're awful. Well, I like the first two.
I thought the second one was okay.
Second one's good. I enjoy Alfred Molina. It's good, and I like the first one as well.
J.K. Simmons is on screen, so okay.
He is, yeah, always. But
Tobey Maguire is the worst actor.
He's pretty bad. He's pretty very wooden. I
can't tell if I hate Spider-Man because I hate Tobey Maguire.
That might be.
Or if it's the dumbest comic book story ever told.
Well, I mean, in
it's just completely and wholly uninteresting.
Is it? Well, the thing about
spiders are dumb. Mans are dumb.
Mans are dumb. Spider-Mans are inherently dumb.
My lawyer, Joel Spiederman, he's okay.
Spiederman, yeah, he's all right. Yeah,
goodness.
Spiederman.
But Spiederman. I just... That story... There's a nerd fantasy thing that doesn't do anything for me. Maybe it's right. Because, like...
That nerd that gets power.
Yeah, I wasn't like some kind of great athlete or anything, but
yeah.
You know, growing up, I played football and you know,
right,
street hockey and all this shit. Like, I didn't need to have a fantasy.
You
like,
were,
it's fucking look at Half-Life.
Yeah, yeah, you were decently acclimated to the life of high school. Period. As was I. I was not like I'm a nerd. I wasn't a nerd, but I wasn't ostracized in high school.
Exactly. Like, I don't get the nerd fantasy thing.
Yeah, I don't. I wasn't ostracized. High school for me was a complete non-event. Like, I had friends. I had a whole clique. I did schoolwork. There was nothing dramatic or important that happened to me during that whole time. Spider-Man's drama more comes from his interactions with villains and things like that. The high school thing is more of a backdrop, more than anything.
I just feel like it's just this fucking telenovela, like, melodrama around all of his interactions with everything.
You could get that,
and his big, dumb fucking eyes. Like, he always ends up looking like somebody just beat a pug.
Beat a pug into a corner. And he's just... It's... You know,
that's my question. Is that his portrayal, or is that Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, it's not. Yeah, the portrayal is not there because the thing also in there is that he doesn't really do any quips in that movie at all. That's what Spider-Man kind of does. He uses humor to diffuse a lot of things. Like, he's a very humorous type guy. He uses humor to diffuse any problems that he's having or any giant situation that he's dealing with. So he'll call him Doc Ock, call him, you know, Four Eyes, like, whatever. He'll just, like, make fun of the guy, which is hilarious and kind of, self-referential.
He's like the Zach Morris of the comic book.
He is. He basically...
What's going on, Preppy?
Yeah, he basically bullies, like... He basically bullies the villains as he's fighting them and pisses them off. Like, that's the whole thing is, like, it's kind of self-referential to the fact that he was a bully and now he's taking on all these guys who are bullying the world and he's just making them out to be these fucking jokes. You know, like, fuck you, you got eight arms, who gives a shit? And I'm spraying you with webs and I'm going to arrest you later because I'm Spider-Man. Fuck you.
What are all of Spider-Man's abilities?
All of his abilities.
What can he do?
He has super strength. By that I mean he can lift about
I've seen him throw a car.
He can lift about cars, Volkswagen, stuff like that. He can lift up cars. He probably couldn't lift up, like, a caravan or anything like that.
None of his abilities are directly tied to an object or costume of any type.
No, he is completely entire, except he for his just... webs. Now, the webs that you saw in the movie, they were organic. That is not typical of Spider-Man. Spider-Man created web shooters because he's a scientist. So he created this webbing kind of deal. And he has little web shooter gadgets that he uses in the comics.
Okay, so he's not just pumping hot shit.
Yeah, he's not pumping out that stuff. In the movies he does, it's all like, you know, it's like his coming from his wrist.
In all the movies?
In the Tobey Maguire movies, yes.
In Amazing Spider-Man.
In Amazing Spider-Man, they go back to the web shooters. So they were...
So the bite from the radioactive spider just gives him super strength.
Gave him super strength, the crawling ability, because he can crawl on walls, that's his ability as well. Any of the agility and stuff, and like the physical abilities, that's all the spider, and also the quote-unquote spider sense. That also is a power of his, to where he can sense danger as it's coming. So if a car is flying at him, he goes, oh, spider sense! I don't know what it feels like to him. Could feel like an orgasm. I have no fucking clue.
I'd be right.
Yeah, but it's always like pervade is like little and he can dodge and whatever. So that's all of his power set.
It's like his head is a number station.
Yeah, exactly. That's his power set. Later on, it was kind of like the reason he's able to create the webbing is because of some instinctive spider whatever, which is fucking bullshit because it all comes out their ass. They don't have any instinct to create webbing. It's just a thing. But so he created the webbing himself in the spider shooter.
So another similarity between this and the last episode.
Yes.
Totally a masturbation joke with the webbing.
Yes, totally a masturbation joke. Yes, absolutely. Everything in comics is in some way a masturbation joke. We will say that. Can be, at least. The thing is Dork made of orange rock? Anyway. So basically, Spider-Man...
That's a really good question.
It is, yeah. Well, it's a Marvel...
Or is he, like, all rock and just, like, just man penis?
Can Reed Richards stretch any part of his body?
Yes.
So anyway, he seems to be very obsessed with superhero genitalia. So basically, Spider-Man has the absolute worst comic book storylines... of all time. All of them. Just about every storyline you can think of with Spider-Man, they are all terrible. And that started kind of in the 90s.
So, wait. Before we get rolling here, I guess we'll do probably like top three storylines. You can choose best or worst. Or,
sure.
You know, two bad ones and a good one, however you want to do that.
Sure, sure.
My question would be...
Yeah.
Has it always... only been Peter Parker?
It has not always only been Peter Parker. There was one point during the Clone Saga, which is one of the bad
years.
Ones. What's that?
What year?
That happened pretty much all through the 90s. The Clone Saga spanned a 5-year period.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was real dumb. During the Clone Wars... They tried to tell us, that Peter Parker was always a clone. Okay?
Of what?
And the original real Spider-Man was a guy named Ben Reilly. And that was the Scarlet Spider through the 90s. He was a guy in a hoodie. He had on a blue hoodie. His name was Scarlet Spider. He had a blue hoodie. I don't know if you're picking up on that, but it was weird. He's Scarlet Spider. He got a blue hoodie. I don't fucking know why. Scarlet Spider, Ben Reilly, turns out...
Didn't he have a red hoodie?
That's what you would think. But no. He had a blue hoodie. Red skin suit. Scarlet Spider, turns out Ben Reilly is actually the clone. No shit. Because we watched the whole story of Peter Parker and how he got bit by a fucking spider and how he got cloned. So you can't tell us that he's not Spider-Man. Anyway. So that's one of the ones is fucking goddamn
that's the kind of stuff that I never really like in entertainment. Like, I always fall back on, there's an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer that I always hated, and even though my friends liked it.
Yeah.
Where she starts having hallucinations that she's in an insane asylum.
Right, yeah.
And it's like, what's real? Obviously I know what's fucking real.
Yeah, I know what's real. And they even hack on that ending in that episode where it's like, well, she's gone to the fuck you. Like, you know, I was like, shut up. Like, we know which one's real.
Yeah, I don't like that because it's like, you know, it really tears down fiction when it's like you've spent how many years telling me that this is fact.
Yeah.
To just choose to fuck with me for 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, have you ever dated a girl that constantly reminds you that, like, other people want to fuck me, you know? It's like, well, go fuck them.
Go fuck them. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Like, I talked about last time we did this, Brightest Day, that the Green Lantern storyline, an entire issue was devoted to that. Page one, fucking panel one, I knew the entire thing was a dream, because the last one was like this psychic chick, like, revealed she had psychic powers and wanted this character to fall in love with him. And the very first page of the new issue is them in this fucking world where they're, oh, I'm in love with this girl. And I'm thinking, okay, this is a dream. A few pages, he'll fight out of this and we'll get a fight scene, right? No! Whole fucking issue is this saying, like, oh, he's in this world. And like, I don't know what's wrong. This feels wrong. We fucking know it because last issue you said what's going on. So that's when I stopped reading Brightest Day, by the way. Put it down, never picked it back up, and I only heard about the end of it. So, yeah, I hate when comics do that shit. So that's where the Clone Saga loses points.
That was when he quit cold turkey. You only eat it hot now.
Only eat it hot now. I only eat semi-Brightest Day.
You know, slightly overcast.
Slightly overcast day. That's what I read after that. Anyway, so Clone Wars, or Clone Saga, that's up there. Because it's all about, like, all these clones, and there's this clone named Kane, who's apparently, like, a clone of Peter Parker, but he's got, like, gray fucking cracked skin, and he's got super strength, and how the fuck is this a clone of Peter Parker? I don't fucking know. Thing is, all the clones of Peter Parker started picking up different DNA of, like, different reactions to the spider powers, so they all had different powers.
Some dudes are more spider than others.
Some dudes are more spider than others. There's a guy named Doppelganger who's, like, he's got, like, six arms and a fucking, like, crazy spider mouth.
Well, you'd think Doppelganger would look exactly like him,
yeah, but no, he doesn't.
It's like poor naming.
Yeah. He is involved with one of my favorite storylines, my favorite terrible storylines of the 90s, called Maximum Carnage. There's a video game based off of it, if you'll remember.
I remember that game. Red Cartridge.
Yeah, Red Cartridge. Green Jelly did the soundtrack of it. It's actually a pretty good comic. Real small run, real limited run. It's isolated, so you don't have to buy a bunch of other bullshit. But the basic premise is, at what point do you fucking put a villain down? Because there's always, like, we can't kill and everything. But these psychopaths, Carnage, Shriek, Doppelganger, they're all fucking crazy assholes, and they're murdering people all over New York.
So,
like,
I know what Venom is.
Yes.
Venom is some kind of poison that he came in contact with.
Yeah, an alien.
Kind of cloned him.
Yes.
but like black and evil.
Yeah, he's
and
an
it can reform itself.
Yes,
can it?
It's an alien symbiote. He found it on an alien world, which took place during a thing called Secret War.
Why the fuck was he on another planet?
Secret War, this alien beamed all these heroes and villains onto a planet and said, fight. Because he's a fucking psychopath.
It's like a Mortal Kombat.
It's like a Mortal Kombat thing. He said, good, I want to know who's good and evil. Fucking fight. And so, boom.
Fatality.
And that's all it was. And then he found in this laboratory on this isolated planet that was made up of different areas of other planets, because the Beyonder is fucking insane. He found this vial that had a black ooze in it. It got on him, created a new costume for him, and it's a symbiote. And it basically became his new costume, and it was a black uniform.
It slowly made him.
It slowly started making him go crazy, more evil, started to take over a little bit more. He shunned it, got rid of it, loud sonic ability. Like, it doesn't like loud noises and fire. So, like, he's in a church bell, it's ringing, and it's coming off of him, and he has to rip it off. Goes away, and you never really see it again. It latches onto this asshole named Eddie Brock, who is another freelance photographer, but he's also, like, a buff nut. He's, like, a fucking, like, he goes to the gym, he's a bro.
Now, in the movies, wasn't the Venom character, like, the Green Goblin's son?
No, it was Topher. It was Topher Grace. Green Goblin. He was the guy that came in. He was Eddie Brock. He wasn't introduced till an hour into that fucking movie of the third one. That whole thing was all told within a span of a minute. This was like a full year of storytelling where the symbiote got off of him, was then found Eddie Brock and became obsessed with Spider-Man because the symbiote felt that Spider-Man was his perfect match, basically. So it kind of latched onto Eddie Brock, who was obsessed because Spider-Man got him fired. He got him because he was doing a criminal thing. And basically, Spider-Man ruined Eddie Brock's life. So then he got the symbiote. He knew Peter Parker, Spider-Man, same guy. So they went on a whole tear about taking down Spider-Man. That was a good storyline as well. Because that was a whole year of build-up for that whole thing.
So, is Carnage a clone of Spider-Man?
Carnage is the...
And why is he on fire?
Carnage is basically...
Is he on fire?
He's not on fire. It's just a red symbiote.
God, he really looks like...
He's on fire. Carnage, the symbiote of Carnage, is basically the odd child of Eddie Brock and the symbiote, but it doesn't procreate, obviously, like having sex, but it created like a new symbiote, basically. I forget how that happened. I couldn't tell you, but that symbiote latched on to a serial killer named, I forget his name, but he was a symbiote.
James Earl Ray. No, yeah. That was Chucky.
He was a serial killer. He was going to be put to death. He got the symbiote, and he became Carnage, and he's a crazy serial killer. So that's basically what he is. More powerful than Venom and Spider-Man. He's just one of those. Like, you know, like, we need a villain, because they made Venom into an anti-hero.
These names go to 11.
Exactly. They made Venom into an anti-hero, so they're like, well, we need somebody to fight both of them. So they made Carnage, and it was all 90s, and he had blades. So that happened.
Man, everybody was an anti-hero.
Everybody was an anti-fucking hero.
Fucking Spawn.
Spawn. Fucking.
If you know anybody who likes Spawn,
fuck Spawn.
Don't fucking talk to them.
Fuck Spawn. I can't stand it. Fuck Todd McFarlane. Who helped create Venom. He's a good artist. He helped create Venom, actually. He was one of the concept...
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, he didn't write anything about it, but he helped conceive the design of Venom. So, he is credited with Venom's creation. Great artist.
I feel like he's H.R. Giger, but for humans. Like, I feel like H.R. Giger is designing art installations for people that don't live on Earth.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that'd be all right. that makes sense. So yeah, Spider-Man's...
Is H.R. Giger still alive?
I have no idea if Giger's still alive.
I think he is.
I think a Giger's still kicking.
I feel like I would know.
If Giger kicked the bucket.
There would be a disturbance in the force.
Something would happen. Like, wait a minute. Yeah. We do have phones. We can look that up. I don't care. So anyway, Spider-Man and his terrible...
Unrelated.
Spider-Man and his terrible storylines. Because this is all about you wanting to know about Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Let's get to Superior Spider-Man through a series of storylines leading up to
that. Give me one other fucked up storyline.
Oh, we're going to go through all of them to that point. These are all the bad storylines of Spider-Man. I had a friend, Chris Johnson, who stopped reading Spider-Man after One More Day, which is a storyline we're going to get into. He said that was the final straw. I call bullshit because there was way worse shit before that came up that he apparently had no fucking problem with. So we're going to get up to that one. Clone Wars happened. Clone Wars started off as like a revamp of the character. Nobody cared about Spider-Man at the point. Clone Wars was going to be this whole thing where it was going to revamp Spider-Man and get him back to his core.
What year was this again?
This was the 93, I believe. 93, 94. Somewhere around there. Could have been closer. My
dates are. This is the one that went like 5 years.
This is the one that went like 5 years. So actually, it was like 90. I think it was like 90. Went from 90 to 95. This one did. But anyway, so that was going to revamp him. First initial run of Clone Wars was 6 issues. Huge hit. People loved it. It was great. Really brought the character back down to his core. Brought up a lot of new different aspects. The clones coming out, like how the spider powers affected them, what they were about. Kind of brought up different personality aspects of Peter Parker and what, you know, like, oh, he was just a slip away from going this direction. He was a slip away from going this direction. Kind of brought it back to that whole decision about not saving Uncle Ben. Big hit. Because of it being a big hit, Marvel said, let's ride the train, motherfucker! And they make this thing last. It was only supposed to be 12 issues, this thing. It's supposed to span a year. And it went on for 5 goddamn years of this guy named the Jackal, who had this intricate plan of cloning Spider-Man and creating this brilliant army. Turns out he was just a puppet of Norman Osborn, who came... fucking stupid. I could sit here for days and not explain to you how that whole thing ended up. It's nonsense. I'm sure there's probably a breakdown of everything that happened in that somewhere. Couldn't tell you where that's at. It was garbage. Basically, it boils down to Norman Osborn's dick, and that's it. So, Green Goblin's an asshole. Big shocker. So that happened.
He rides around on like a flying surfboard.
He does. Yeah, he flies around in a little bat thing. Yeah.
And he throws like pumpkins at people?
Pumpkin bombs, yeah. Throws pumpkin bombs.
I hate that. That yeah. sounds dumb.
He's Green Goblin. He's got a Halloween motif going on. That's his whole gimmick.
I like Halloween, hate him.
Yeah. So anyway, he basically. So that happened. Some more stuff occurs.
Is the Green Goblin, does he have any powers, or is that all technology?
Nah, he's like super, he's got like super juice that like makes him super strong and stuff. But yeah, then it's all like tech and stuff like that. But he like juices himself up with this goblin stuff that makes him crazy and give it's like a steroid.
He's on the gas.
He's on the gas. So basically, that was later retconned in too, because I think he. It used to be he just had a glider and a sack of bombs, and that was it. That was his whole deal. So basically they go through this whole deal. He joins the Avengers off and on here and there. At one point, he unmasks during this thing called Civil War, okay? He decides...
I've heard of Civil War.
Civil War was a big deal. Lots of people love Civil War. I think it's garbage. Basically, he decides to back the superhero or the metahuman or mutant, whatever, registration act, where everybody with a superpower has to register and et cetera and whatever, right? Captain America has a big problem with this.
Oh, this was touched on in one of the X-Men movies.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was kind of like a backdrop of that as well, yeah, because like that, the mutant registration act, that was kind of a big thing. But this was all superhumans, so like, you know... anybody's, including Spider-Man, who isn't a mutant, technically, because he's a science experiment gone wrong. So, with the help of Tony Stark, he decides, I'm going to unmask in front of the world, tell people who I am, and I'm going to be on the side of the Registration Act. So he does that. Peter Parker. I'm Peter Parker. Big news conference. Blah, blah, blah. Peter Parker unmasks as Spider-Man, etc., etc. Okay, fine. As the Civil War goes on, he joins Cap's side. He realizes, freedom, etc., blah, blah, blah. Tony Stark is also acting fucking insane, so... Because I guess they needed a villain. So they make Tony Stark a fucking villain somehow, and he decides, I'm gonna clone Thor and make him an evil robot, and he's gonna kill one of our friends, and that'll defuse this whole situation. Guess what? It doesn't.
Tony Stark is not far from being the kind of guy that could...
He basically goes insane in this whole storyline, and I fucking hate it. I don't know why people think that that's a good storyline. It's not. Basically, that all goes to shit. Now that he's outed, the Kingpin decides, I'm gonna hire an assassin to fucking kill Peter Parker, because fuck Spider-Man, right? So he gets he hires an assassin to kill Peter Parker. Peter Parker dodges the bullet, because he got spider sense, hits Aunt May, right? Hits Aunt May right through the fucking chest.
I refuse to believe that Ant-Man matters.
What? Yeah, well, he matters to Peter Parker, so she's gonna on her deathbed. Guess what? Aunt May has died.
Oh, Aunt May! I think you said Ant-Man.
No, Aunt May. No, his aunt. Yeah, his aunt is dying.
So he's now responsible for the death of both his aunt and uncle.
And uncle, yeah. Well,
and what the fuck's up with his parents?
She's not... His parents, like, they died forever ago, so, yeah. There was a whole storyline where they were international spies. Don't get me fucking started with that. Yeah. He just gave me the look here. I'm not getting into that one. That one's also stupid. So, fun fact about Peter Parker is he basically decides, okay, I can't save Aunt May, even though he's got ties to Reed Richards, Tony Stark, and all the most fucking brilliant people on the planet. Also, magicians like Doctor Strange. Nobody can save Aunt May's life, okay? Apparently, a bullet is just not something you can recover from. Even though people can recover from that in real life, who aren't immediately killed by it, apparently super science magic fucking can't do a goddamn thing for you, alright? Regardless if you're a superhero. So the only way he can fucking do this, and this is the One More Day storyline I'm talking about, is make a deal with the fucking devil, Mephisto, who is basically Satan of the Marvel Universe, right? He's this guy drenched in red. His name is Mephisto. He's the devil. That's what he is. He says, I can save Aunt May's life for the price of one thing. He's like, okay, what's that price? Your fucking marriage. For some reason, he wants Spider-Man's marriage. I don't fucking know why. So his life would be exactly as it was. He's gonna take away his identity. He's gonna save Aunt May's life, put his identity back to being not outed, but he was never married to Mary Jane, right? That is the storyline in which my friend Chris stopped reading Spider-Man comics. I call bullshit, because you know what happened prior to that storyline? Do you know about Gwen Stacy at all? He's shaking his head. Okay. There's an audio podcast that you could say no.
No idea who that person
is. No idea who Gwen Stacy is. Gwen Stacy is the original love interest of Spider-Man. She ends up being killed by the Green Goblin. That was back in the 60s. She starts showing up again in the comic, right? Somebody who looks like her anyway. We don't know who the fuck this person is, but it looks exactly like Gwen Stacy. We don't know who this is. She's being helped out by another guy. Turns out, this person that's with her is also her twin brother, right? It's not Gwen Stacy. She looks exactly like Gwen Stacy. How does she look like Gwen Stacy, you ask? Because she is, not making this up, the illegitimate child of Gwen Stacy and Norman Osborn. They apparently had an affair at some point before Green Goblin offed her. They apparently had an affair in France somewhere. They had an affair. She had identical twins during this time, I guess. And then we had the storyline where she was killed off. That shit occurred, okay? And that didn't get him to stop reading this comic. I don't know what the fuck else you have to do to get somebody to stop reading a comic, but that right there would get me to stop reading a fucking comic. That is the most bullshit soap opera-y thing you could possibly think about.
I had amnesia.
I had amnesia, and I had a baby, and She's an identical twin of me. That doesn't make any fucking sense. So basically, that happened. His marriage gets axed off. That apparently didn't get retconned, by the way. They are very adamant to the fact that she still exists. This baby of this illegitimate baby of Gwen Stacy is still out there. So basically, fucking goddamn Spider-Man is back to being a teenager after all this growth and progression and everything, getting married and becoming a family man and having to deal with his superpowers along with a regular life as a family man. It all gets axed and he's a teenager again, basically. Joins the Avengers again, etc., etc. But here comes old Doc Ock, right? Doc Ock's body is broken down, right? He's basically a shell inside of a fucking robot octopus, okay? So he decides, his brilliant idea is he's going to put his brain in the mind of Spider-Man, okay? That's the storyline of Superior Spider-Man. He ends up succeeding with this, all right? He puts his brain into Spider-Man's body, but he doesn't just want to be a villain. He just wants to live Spider-Man's life. That's his whole goal now, is that he's just going to be a better Spider-Man than Spider-Man was. But here's the thing. Peter Parker's still in his head. So you get this little fucking floaty conscience of Peter Parker inside of Superior Spider-Man's brain to where it's Peter Parker's consciousness and he's fighting to take back over. And that's what, so basically, Spider-Man never fucking dies in this whole thing. So, yeah. That's what happens. That's Superior Spider-Man.
It's really dumb.
It's really dumb. So that happened. That lasted about 6 months. Peter Parker came back in time for the Amazing Spider-Man 2 movie. That bombed. It didn't bomb, but it didn't make a lot of money. Sony has relinquished creative control of Spider-Man over to Marvel. Marvel will now create that storyline. I think they're going to do another goddamn fucking origin story. Fuck Spider-Man, okay?
So they're not going to make Amazing 3?
They're not doing Amazing 3. I don't know what they're going to do.
Oh.
Spider-Man might be in Avengers 2 at some point. I don't know. He might swing in the closer thing. I don't fucking know.
I would
know.
Assume you probably won't see his actual face, since if they're going to reboot...
Yeah.
You'll probably get a new guy, because I don't remember anybody saying, like, oh, the new Spider-Man's really good.
Yeah. The new Spider-Man is going to be a new person now. Peter Parker is retiring, I guess, as Spider-Man. You're going to have Miles Morales, who is another character. He's this black kid. People say he should be played by Don Glover. I don't fucking know.
Who's Don Glover?
Don Glover is... Whitest, is that the one? Is it Whitest Kids You Know? Or is it another one? No, it's not Whitest Kids You Know. It's another one. He's the guy. 30 Rock? You ever watch 30 Rock?
I've seen it.
He's a writer on 30 Rock. He's the black kid on Community. I don't know if you ever saw that or not.
Oh, yeah. The rapper Childish Gambino.
Yes, that is.
Everything I know is tied to hip hop.
Right. That is Don Glover.
Is he related to Danny Glover?
No, he's not related. That's actually one of his stand-up bits, is that he's not related to Danny Glover. That's one of his stand-up bits.
I mean, he's black and his last name's Glover.
It's true. You'd think, like, automatically, and he's famous. You'd think automatically, you gotta be Murtaugh's kid, right? So anyway...
3 days to retirement.
So Spider-Man is basically, I guess, getting a reboot or something. He's probably going to be married to Mary Jane again and get his kid back. I don't fucking know. There was a child involved at some point. Fucking whatever.
I give less of a shit about Spider-Man now than before we started.
You don't want to go back and read Spider-Man's story? Here's the thing about Spider-Man. He's never been written well. Ever. Ever. Ever has he ever been.
Why do people
written
like him?
I don't know. It's kind of an endearing thing to, I guess, you know, the nerd with powers. That's, I guess, you know. I've never been a fan of, like, look, Spider-Man's always been ingrained in culture. There are three superheroes that sell more than any other superhero: Batman, Superman, and Spider-Man. That's the three. People love Spider-Man for some reason. Don't know why.
I'm getting the impression that you're more of a DC kind of guy, because more I hear about this, it just sounds more like... I guess you like X-Men.
I like X-Men. I like a lot of things. I more gravitate towards DC than anything. Right now, though, in the extra media, in the movies and such, Marvel is kicking ass. I'm loving those movies. DC's got a pretty good thing going with their TV, though. So I'm enjoying that, but their comics are garbage, and their movies are garbage, other than that, you know, Batman run, which is over. So, you know, I'm not liking...
DC has a little bit of a problem, with the exception of Batman. I think the thing that always... what I think makes them harder to translate to film,
yeah,
is the fact that Marvel specialized in making people with problems.
Yes, yes.
And DC made gods.
Yes. The thing about DC is that it is more fantastical. It is more on the fantastical side of things. There is no New York. It's Metropolis. There's Gotham. There's Coast City. There's Central City. They're not actual places. It's all fantastical area.
No.
Of that. In Marvel, it's New York, it's L.A. They're all actually based in real places,
yeah,
and they are real people with real problems. That's, you know, that's always been the harder thing for DC to grasp with.
You know what I really liked about the newest Batman movies?
What's that?
The fact that every one of them was filmed in a different major city.
Yep.
So it's like the second one is totally fucking Chicago.
Yep.
And the third one is totally fucking New York City.
Yeah. It's like the first one's like this made up gothic type place.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
That's the one thing is that, like, I hadn't seen... Is it Batman Begins?
Begins, yeah.
I didn't see it until after I saw the third one.
Right.
And that was Batman Dark Knight Rises?
Rises.
Okay.
Rises,
yeah. And I didn't see it until after that. That's like it's made by somebody else.
It's completely different, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. It's a totally different run.
The problem that I do have with the third movie, it's why I like the second one so goddamn much.
That second
one. I think some people... like to say that it's overstated how good that second movie is.
They're wrong. They're dead wrong.
It's the best comic book movie ever made.
It's fabulous.
It's actually really good on its own merits.
It is.
Not even just for a comic book movie.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
really good.
It is.
Like, I own it.
Yeah.
I own two copies of it.
It is a solid
flick. It's
pretty good. It's a solid flick.
But the thing that gets me is that in the first one, definitely, and even in the third one, they start to slip more of the fantastical elements in there.
They do.
The second one is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because the Joker's just a fucking guy.
Yeah. And you kind of... the way they present...
he's a liar. He's a conniver.
Yeah.
But he could be a politician.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing about him. It's just like, you don't know who he is. But you get this vibe... that anything that he's doing could be done by one crazy dude.
Are they filming a Batman movie right now?
They're doing Batman Superman, yes. That's going to be...
oh,
yeah.
Okay, because I saw something about, like, Jared Leto is going to be the Joker.
Oh, Jared Leto, he's going to be in the Suicide Squad, which is...
What the fuck is that?
That's a group of villains. It's a very not well-known comic that's, like, a group of villains that are, like, commissioned by the government to do Suicide Squad actions. They're called... Task Force X, so they're going to be, and recently Harley Quinn was kind of juxtaposed into that comic book role, so now they're going to have Jared Leto as Joker.
I'm not comfortable with the sexualization of her.
I'm fine with it, because that's all she ever was anyway. The thing about Harley Quinn is that she was always just a pretty body in a suit, and that's all she ever fucking was. That's it. She used the line... don't you want to rev ya Holly on a Saturday morning cartoon show? So, that's what Harley Quinn is. So, like, I can't, like, be bothered by
it.
I
feel weird about it. Like,
well, yeah, you know. It's
just the fact that, like, outside of an accent.
Yeah.
She's been in comics for so long just to be tits.
Yeah, that's...
Like, she has... I don't know if she has an ability or a talent.
She's just nuts.
I don't know how I have possibly consumed this much entertainment that has her in it, and I have fucking no idea who she is.
Well,
I can tell your tit size.
The best origin of something that you experienced with her was Arkham Origins. That was probably the best interpretation of how she came to be. Because it was succinct, it was to the point, she's in love with the Joker. She's crazy, and she's in love with the Joker. That's literally it. That's her whole deal.
Mr. J.
She was never any... Like, I don't know where this whole, like, empowerment with her came along. She has never been anything other than that. And I'm just oddly okay with it, because guess what? She's a villain. She's not looked to be up... She's not to be looked up to at all. Like, she's a fun, kooky villain that gets to hit Batman with a hammer every now and then. That's it. That's all she is. And I love her for it. Like, that's... You know, she's an abused person. Like, there's just so much about it that's really sad and wrong, and that's the whole purpose of it, is that there are sad characters that Batman fights. And when you break down that character, great storyline you should read is Mad Love, and that's the origin story of Harley Quinn, and how fucked up her relationship is with Joker. So, it gets very dark in a not a very, like, super, like, gory kind of dark way, but just the abuse she puts up with that she doesn't see is, like, very much like an abused, wife kind of deal. And it's meant to be sad. Like, that's what you're meant to see from this. It's very, very interesting. Very, very interesting role that she plays.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think the thing that's always just kind of odd for me is that because I don't... Well, from what I've experienced, I don't feel like they've painted her very three-dimensional. That, like, I can't hate her. I nothing her. for her to chew up this much screen time.
Right.
I'm just kind of confused that it's like, you know, that nobody ever chooses to shine a light on. Oh, they'll tell me all goddamn day about his dead fucking parents.
Or the Joker and how he's this big important character. I swear to fucking God, if the Gotham Knight turns out to be the Joker with a remote control, I'm throwing that shit in a river. Fuck that shit. Oh my God. Hopefully he's dead and stays dead in that damn series, and we don't get to fucking see him ever again. If they put a fucking playing card on a table or a videotape of him laughing as an Easter egg, I'll be fucking pissed. I don't ever need to see another fucking Joker moment in an Arkham game. Because guess what? You had three. So, anyway.
And you fucking tricked us on that third
one. Yeah, you tricked us dead on that third when you had a trailer where it's like Black Mask and these six assassins. Alright, fuck it. It's not Black Mask, it's the Joker. Get it? Fuck you, Origins. Fuck you, Not Rockstar. Who the fuck did that one?
Not Rocksteady.
Yeah, Rocksteady was the other one. Not Rocksteady.
It was a WB studio out of Ontario.
Yeah, the WB studio. Fuck you, Ontario. Canadians. Fucking Canadians. They're hockey.
Hockey.
Any good... So, yeah, like Spider-Man, I don't think has been, like, interpreted very well outside of anything that wasn't animated. He typically has pretty good animated series.
Has he ever had a comic? I mean, has he ever had a cartoon?
Yeah, said several.
Never seen one.
Yeah, he's got one airing right now that's god-awful, actually. But Spectacular Spider-Man is actually a fantastic interpretation of Spider-Man because it runs through the entire original Steve Ditko Stan Lee run. And each episode is like each issue of that, but updated to be like, it's not in the 60s, obviously. You know, it's more like, because episode one, he fights the Vulture. Episode two, he fights the Marauders. Episode three, it's all the fucking comics that he did in. So, quite an enjoyable experience, that one. That's really been my only positive experience of Spider-Man is the animated series of him.
The only comic book cartoon I ever watched.
Yeah.
Was I watched a little bit of the X-Men one. Yeah. That was a good cartoon.
Yeah, and 90s X-Men was pretty good. It holds up pretty badly today, but it was good for the time.
I remember really liking the Phoenix Saga.
Yes, that one and still holds up pretty
That's good. Probably the only episodes I ever remember, because I remember for months they were like, the Phoenix Saga, it's coming soon, it's coming soon, it's coming soon.
Comes that Phoenix Saga that everybody and loved.
That was like five episodes, six episodes? Five, it was good.
Five episode parter, yeah, five parter. It was really well done. Had Death of Jean Grey and all that. It was cool.
You were watching G.I. Joe?
Yeah, I watched G.I. Joe. Man. G.I. Joe's awesome.
I fucking love all of those fucked up episodes of Shipwreck.
Yeah, man. Where he's on this fake, where he's on the fake plane.
Or when they had to fucking, they had to leave the old G.I. Joes behind so that they could sell you new toys.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a really naked way for them to get rid of all those old guys.
Hasbro did that shit all the time, man.
That was fucked up.
That Transformer movie where they fucking in the first 10 minutes off like seven main characters. Yep. Like, fuck all your toys, bitch. Like, you need new toys. Like Brawn, dead. Wheeljack, dead.
And we redesigned Optimus Prime so you can rebuy that fucker.
Rebuy that one. Here's,
they redesigned him in that movie, didn't they?
No, they killed him off. And then they
thought he came back at the end of the movie.
No, they made Rodimus Prime. It's Hot Rod.
There we go.
Hot Rod became the new prime of the whole group. And so they could sell you that fucking toy.
I haven't seen the Transformers movie since I was like 4 years old.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
I can actually go back and probably watch the entire run of G.I. Joe, though.
Yeah.
Because I remember.
Tell you what.
Fucking liking G.I. Joe.
On the next one of these dumb little interval nerd talks, we'll talk about G.I. Joe. How about that?
Do you know much about the G.I. Joe comics?
I know a lot about the G.I. Joe comics, actually.
I have never read one. Yeah. I would really like to know about G.I. Joe
comics. G.I. Joe comics, sir. They actually have, more updated storylines than back in those days. They tried to update Serpenor. Nobody gave a shit. It's fuck Serpenor.
Whoa!
Rise, Spinner, rise!
Whoa!
Hold on now.
We're talking to a guy who has spoken with Sergeant Slaughter about his involvement in Serpentor.
Arise, Serpentor, arise! That was his. That was his.
He
coming
was very
out party.
Proud of that moment.
That was his coming out party. That was when they. He was. He has never been in as good a shape as that fucking fake character.
Yep.
Oh, man. But we'll get into G.I. Joe the next time we do this fucking stupid thing. I think that's the title of this show, isn't it? The fucking stupid... The Austin Brandon talk about a fucking stupid thing?
Yeah.
Comic Corner?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to look up a list of, just all the weird G.I. Joe episodes, and I'll rewatch those, because I think they're on Netflix now.
Yeah, they're on... Every episode is on... Every one of the Sunrise series is on Netflix, I believe.
And I'll,
None of the Deke. Don't watch the Deke, man. The Deke will get you bad. That'll get you bad times. You don't want to watch.
I don't know what a Deke is.
Don't know what the Deke is. Is the production company that took over G.I. Joe afterwards, and it's fucking awful. Oh, it goes straight to the dogs after that, man.
Don't
watch Deke.
I just remember for like being a 6-year-old who's watching this before I go to school.
Yeah.
I remember some of that stuff just being mind-bending.
Oh, yeah, man. They went fucked up with some of that shit. They went crazy. When they went to the alternate dimension and one of those guys was going fucking crazy because he thought they went to hell.
Yep.
Oh, man, it's nuts. That's good shit.
Yeah, some of that stuff was really fucking good.
Yeah.
We need to do one about the real Ghostbusters.
Real Ghostbusters, yeah, that was a fucked up cartoon.
I talk about the real Ghostbusters.
That was a fucked up
where the
cartoon.
Fucking containment unit was like that fucking haunted version of New York City.
Yeah,
that was fucking weird.
That was nuts, yeah. That's right.
And then after a while, it was like every other week they were going into the containment unit. It's I don't remember the Ghostbusters having this much interaction with the containment unit.
I feel like they ran out of ideas in this episode. I remember an episode where they stopped bus. There was no more ghosts to bust, so they started fighting crime. That was a weird one.
That sounds pretty odd.
like the mob bosses got pissed off because the Ghostbusters was,
how were they busting crime?
I can't even fucking remember, honestly. I just know that's what they were doing. Like, I guess they got big radiation packs. I wouldn't want to get shot with one of those fucking things, so...
Well, busting does make me feel good,
yeah, so... There you go. So there you go. So...
But, yeah, like, I remember that real Ghostbusters cartoon being, like, kind of fucking weird.
It is. It actually holds up to this day. Has good stuff on it. Creepy imagery, actually. Some crazy ghosts in it.
Bad art?
Yeah.
But good use of, like, environmental, sound effects and things like that.
Yeah.
Man, I wanted that fucking... I guess Time Life or whatever did a set of all the real Ghostbusters, and it came in a box that was the fucking firehouse.
The firehouse, yeah.
That set so bad, but it was like $300.
$300 for that thing, yeah. And it's like $800 now in box, so.
Jesus.
Yeah, that sucker goes for a lot.
See, I never get lucky like that. Like, my fucking Battlestar Galactica head thing?
Right.
$5.
$5 on eBay. Fuck it. Nothing for that. I'll tell you, though, man, that great, great cartoon, great toy line out of that. We'll definitely talk about that, and we'll talk about G.I. Joe, I think, next time on this dumb talk thing.
And
maybe Ghostbusters as well.
Maybe Transformers at some point.
Yeah, maybe Transformers.
I have such limited exposure to Transformers
right.
that it may surprise you.
It may surprise you.
I saw the
you,
movie so. When I was like 6. I don't think I've ever seen an episode of the cartoon.
Ever seen an episode of the cartoon? That's
I just know that Bumblebee gets kidnapped all the time, and that's like every episode.
Yeah.
I have never seen Beast Wars.
Never seen Beast Wars, yeah.
I owned like 5 or 10 Transformers. They were like my brother's.
Right, yeah.
And I kind of just inherited them.
Yeah, that's one of those weird ones where it's not really a reboot because they've just been cranking out series of that show since it started. It never ended. So
I have never seen one of the Michael Bay movies.
Yeah.
I saw part of the first one.
Yeah.
Like, it was on at a party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, I have not sat down and been like, oh, Tyrese Gibson's in this.
Oh, look at that. I forgot Tyrese Gibson was even in that.
Is he in all of them or just that first one?
He's just in that first one. I forgot entirely about his entire storyline until my brother reminded me that he was in that movie.
You know who I like less than Tobey Maguire?
Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf. Does his name mean Shia the Beef?
That'd be all right.
I think his name means Shia LaBeouf. Shia the Beef.
He is shy when it comes to beef.
Yes. All right. That's going to do it for this edition of the Video Destruct Podcast.
I appreciate you telling me about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I hope you'll excuse me if I don't ever read any of it.
Yeah, I will not. Don't bother. It's not something I care about. So, there you go.
Now, who's the dude who sets on fire?
Their guy that sets on fire.
The Marvel guy that sets on fire.
Oh, Human Torch?
He's okay.
You can talk about Human Torch sometime.
The Human Torch was denied.
His name is Johnny Storm. It's
a
pretty fucking
That's
cool
a
name.
Good wrestler it's name. A
fucking cool name.
It's a good wrestler name.
Johnny Storm.
We got a young baby face, Johnny Storm.
He's into cars, too. That's his other deal. Yeah. So he was all like even in the 60s, he was a hot rod guy. Like, way back in the 60s, that was his thing. He built hot rods. So
see, I can get down with that.
Yeah, and then they updated him every time. Now he's just a big gearhead. That's Johnny Storm's whole M.O. He's a big kid, big adult kid that flames on. And,
in the movies, he was played by the guy that does Captain America, right?
Yep, Chris Evans.
That dude's bulked the fuck up.
Fuck yeah, he has. He got big for Cap. He was not that big in those
He was like a kid.
Yeah, right?
He was also in Nanamo a team movie.
He was in
Yes! I brought it back around!
Brought it back! There we go!